For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the UK's Guardian, The Evil That Men Do. Harold Pinter's political drama tells the world things it would prefer to forget about the prevalence of torture and tyranny. Quote, thanks to Amnesty, much more has emerged about torture since he wrote the play One for the Road, not the least the state of affairs in the American penal system. It's par for the course for young men who go into prison at 18 for dope smoking to be systematically raped. There's also the stun gun by which the guard is able to give the prisoner a remote control shock, leaving him to lose all control of his bodily functions and writhe on the floor in agony for 20 minutes. I regard that as torture. I also regard as torture the restraint chair to which prisoners are strapped if they make any complaint and in which they're held for 24 hours. That's apart from the solitary cell in which light is on for 23 hours in totally arid conditions. I believe one can legitimately call the American penal system these days a series of gulags. Quote, one should also remember these prisons are big business. They are profit-making enterprises, which local communities think are wonderful since they provide steady employment. But it's clear that torture does pretty well all over the place. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Indonesia. One should also remember that the U.S. is the biggest exporter of torture weapons in the world, though the U.K. is not far behind in the league table. We never stopped, even under Robin Cook's supposedly ethical foreign policy. End quote. Next, from The Times out of the UK, experts pass the buck on regrading of cannabis. Ministers face a dilemma over the legal status of cannabis after a government review ducked the question of whether it should be reclassified and targeted with renewed priority by police. The Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, which has reassessed the government's decision of 2 years ago to downgrade cannabis, has backed away from recommending that cannabis be reclassified from a Class C to a Class B drug. Its report has been submitted to Charles Clarke, the Home Secretary, and he will reflect on it over the Christmas recess before reaching a decision early next year, according to one of his aides. The end of the review comes as an inquest opens into the death of a woman who had been taking part in trials of an experimental cannabis-based drug. Renee Anderson was given Sativex to ease symptoms of diabetic neuropathy, a generalized nerve pain in her hands and feet. Richard Starkey, her family's solicitor, said yesterday. Mr. Starkey said that Mrs. Anderson developed psychosis shortly after taking the drug, but GW Pharmaceuticals, the makers of Sativex, insist that the drug has been well tolerated by patients in extensive trials and that they were surprised and disappointed that Mr. Starkey had preempted the coroner's findings. End quote. Reefer madness lives. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.